And welcome back in a brand new show, Dining Out Columbia County, with Lindsey Jones, RD, from LindseyJonesRD.net. Marty, your engineer. And today, Beth Dennis has joined us because the Health and Safety Fair is starting to get together. Right, Beth?
Yes. It is going to be a huge event again this year.
Now, dining out, okay. We talk about food, Lindsey, but we also talk about health and how to eat healthy.
Absolutely.
And so this fair coming up was a huge success last year and has been.
Yes.
So break that down for us a little bit. What can we expect?
For the Senior Health Fair, again, probably about 90 vendors coming through.
Whoa.
It's on target to have that many vendors.
That's great.
Probably about 500 people walk through the fair each year.
I know.
So it's huge. You're there, so mm-hmm. come by, get interviewed on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody is there, from nutritionists.
Yeah.
Last year, and they're coming back, we had a massage therapist giving out
5-minute
massages.
I know. That was great.
Yep. Safeway's there doing flu shots and COVID boosters until they run out. Last year, they ran out.
Well, yeah. It was a busy program.
Yes.
So I think you even had mocha for a while.
The coffee cart.
Coffee cart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coffee cart is out front.
Yeah.
But everybody is there, and we've got classes throughout the day. So on different topics, from traveling to financial planners and the Red Cross is doing a blood drive.
Oh, okay. Well, this so well ties in, Lindsey, to what you do every day with your healthy program.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at this fair. I was a guest at the WANA.
Uh-huh.
Table
presentation
next to what do you mean presentation?
Well, their table, their
the presentation. Yeah. Yes, I was a part of that. They invited me, and next to us was the massage therapist.
Right,
but I was impressed. I was amazed actually by how many vendors there were. I had not been to this before, and I thought maybe I need to have a table at this event.
Mm-hmm.
I was, So if I want to do that, is there time?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. This is a September event, but we're starting now because the problem is it fills up quick.
Well, it's a huge event to plan for. You have to be working on this probably for a year, really.
Actually, I start, the information goes out at the end of January to all the vendors. First come, first serve. If you want to have a table inside the building, it's limited to the first 90. After that, I'm setting up tables in the parking lot, and I've had to do that in the past.
Wow.
So if you want to be inside where it's kind of cool and shaded, get your registration form in quick.
Of course, so, if you're outside, you're absorbing that UV, which is good to ward off COVID.
Vitamin D. Yep,
yeah. I know.
It's all good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's so cool, too, because I love the program, Beth, that you put together, the printed program, because it has all the vendors with their contact numbers.
Yes.
Which is a great idea.
Yep. So every single person, including the vendors, this year will get a directory. The directory is going to be much bigger.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like a little mini phone book.
Yeah.
So if you forget to go buy a vendor, or they ran out of business cards, or you lost, or whatever, the directory will have every single vendor that came, the company name, and the phone number.
That is
but
so
now
cool.
There's also, I'm selling ad space.
Oh, okay.
So those vendors out there, if you can't afford a table this year, but you maybe want ad space, or you want to do both, you can buy ad space, quarter sheet, half sheet, full sheet, print whatever you want. Maybe you have an article or some good healthy recipes. Diabetes Awareness Month is coming up. Maybe some diabetic recipes to share with people, or a coupon off of your services.
Sure.
That's
something
great.
Like that.
And then to add to that, you have the swag bag.
Yes. Everybody gets one of those reusable grocery bags.
I love it.
As they come through the door.
Okay.
And the directory will be inside. And the directory also includes the class schedule for the day.
Wow. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you wind up with about, what, 30, 40 pounds of material.
Oh, yeah. I have people coming back and getting a second bag because I've the first one's full.
Yeah, I know.
That's so funny. Uh-huh. People like free stuff.
Yes.
And then a lot of the vendors are handing out stuff and things. Uh-huh. And I see wheels there being spun around and winning prizes. And it's great.
Oh, yeah. We've had vendors hand out popcorn or water bottles, bottles of water, candy, fruit. I've got vendors, you know, they'll pass out notepads and pens, of course, magnets and that kind of stuff. But
carrots?
I have not seen carrots. There you go. That's a good idea. Get those itty-bitty little snack bags, you know, for the kids. And
Well, I do a different, I would do like
maybe
artistic looking carrots and I'd slice them. So here's the thing. So if I had a table, what, could I do food or not? Are there restrictions?
Oh, yeah.
No. If you're going to hand out food that you're going to prepare, you've got to go through the county and get your permit. If it's prepackaged, sealed, you don't need a permit. So just for an example, my retirement communities, I encourage them to bring a sample, Costco sample size, of whatever their favorite dish is that the residents love. Because nothing is going to sell a facility more than the food. Because if the food is not good, Forget Mom and Dad it. Are not moving in.
Forget it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, what's so great about Avamere, they have that world-class restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm-hmm. When Jenny Hicks was there, she used to give me free passes. So
there you go.
Jenny, I miss you. But okay. Well, now, the other thing, too, the hours, you don't do this all day. I mean, these hours are, what
it's
about?
From 10 to 3.
Yeah, so you're looking at five hours, and that's it.
5 hours.
Okay.
Vendors, wear your comfy shoes.
Yeah.
People that come through the fair, wear your comfy shoes.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It and really is.
It is fun. You meet so many people. It's it's sort of like homecoming because so many people in the community that you know are there.
Yeah.
You know, either as vendors or people just showing up to walk the fair.
Well, and Lindsay, you work with a lot of seniors. That's kind of your semi-target, so... Because when you get to be my age, you've eaten poorly for a long time, and you got to get your act together. So,
Mm-hmm.
You got to hit 100. Yeah, I got to make it.
Or 120.
120. Well, we have a bet, I think, don't we?
Do we want Marty around until he's 120?
I don't think
they want me around. Absolutely. I want him on the radio.
Okay. Well, the other thing I like that's really cool is the breakout classes that you do. Let's talk about that for a second.
So starting about a half hour after the fair opens the doors, I have three different classrooms, and there will be a different topic in each room every 30 minutes.
Wow.
So last year, I had financial planners, and they're talking about whatever topic they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And the schedule is given to everybody as they walk through the door.
Okay.
The schedule will also be posted on my website as we get closer to the fair, and those slots start filling up from, like, a nutritionist that's going to be there to talk about different recipes and
I was
so
already
forth.
There.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, education. I'm not talking recipe. I mean, sure, but education.
Education.
Well,
yes.
it all ties in.
Yes.
You know,
Becky
related.
Bozart was there talking about travel safety for seniors.
Yeah. Mm. Exactly.
The scams that are out there.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got some new vendors coming in. The police department's coming finally.
Good.
And they're
good.
Coming to talk about scams.
Oh, good.
You know,
good.
Your grandson is not in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, my
He
word.
Does not need money.
Yeah. He's not in Italy needing, oh, my word.
Yes.
They did this to my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's wild. So this is years ago.
Yeah.
I had posted a photo on Facebook, myself and a couple of other friends. And I think we were going to the Shakespeare Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to dinner beforehand. We took this photo, and I said something sarcastically of being in Italy, something, something. My grandpa gets a call from some scammer saying that his granddaughter was in Italy and needed money.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Well,
so then they call me, like, are you in Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So nope. What are you doing?
Yeah. I wish, but no.
Well, nope. And the toll messages, the text messages you're getting that you have an outstanding toll bill. We don't have toll booths in Oregon.
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Or, you know, this is the sheriff's department, and you didn't show up for jury duty. And it's like, nope. No, those are all scams.
They don't do that. Well, when we come back here on Dining Out, we're going to talk about the Medicare, Medicaid scams,
mm-hmm.
because Beth has Understanding My Medicare in Scappoose, mm-hmm. and I love talking about that because I get those every day,
mm-hmm.
every single day. All right, it's Dining Out Columbia County on KOHI.